been on a team with so many new faces?
Many times. Think 13 years in this business, it's come to a fine line where the average coach's career is 2 years within the organization, and coaches rolling, players are rolling. I mean, this is nothing new to me, but the experience in itself is always the same. You got 32 teams with the same goal, the same mindset, the same mentality in general, just to go out there and be the best, and it starts right now.
Dre, so many of the players have changed from the defensive side of the ball.
Yes.
How different is it from your perspective?
I tell you, it's always different, but I think the most important thing is, despite whoever you're lined up with, the most important thing is that we have a common goal, is to be a great defense, to be a dominating defense. That's something that this organization has lacked over years. I mean, there's been times of consistency, and there's times that haven't been consistent, inconsistent. So I think it's important that for 16 games that we go out there and be the best and get it done.
How much time does it take for a defensive gel?
I think it's based on the individual, and it's based upon the group. How bad do you want it? What are your goals? I just think in general, yes, there's been some changes within the defense organization. However, the players that are here, they're here for a reason. And so what we've done is we've discussed it and known that enough's enough. We got to go out and 11 guys that are lined up each and every day, we take it upon ourselves to win. And that's important. And that mentality is shared through vets like myself or the younger guys that came in.
So are you and Charles just kind of taking over the locker room at this point, or trying to?
I'm not sure as far as taking over the locker room, but I just think when you have experience like myself and Charles, the younger guys, they do listen, and they want to have the same experiences as we had. And as for vets like ourselves, we want guys to play 6, 7, 8-plus years. You know, the average career for an NFL player is 3 years. And for me to play this long, as well as Charles also, it's just a standard testament that, you know, the strong will survive. And so when we talk to the younger guys, we let them know, like, hey, you can have this dream as long as you want it, but it's up to you to do the right things.
Did you have any opportunities with other teams, or your mindset on coming back here?
You know what? Good question. I mean, during the off season, it was just kind of like a little bit of a waiting game. I did end up talking to the Raiders organization. They said they're still interested in me, so I just kept on training and had the faith that everything would work out. And here I am now.
The linebacker position last year was in flux. So there was a lot of change,
right,
especially in the middle.
Yes.
It looks like they're sticking Nick in there.
Yes.
And letting him run with it. What can that do? How much will that help for your defense? Just having that one guy in there constantly and really no change.
Well, Phil last year was a great player. Some people didn't realize that he was mostly an outside linebacker and probably a wheel linebacker. When you stick a person like Phil in that position, a Mike linebacker, there's a lot of responsibilities that he's unfamiliar with. But I applaud him for doing the best he could and being accountable and working hard, because he made plays. As you know, changes were made, and Nick is here. Nick is, in itself, a true Mike linebacker. I've had experiences where I was in Washington, and we brought London Fletcher in, you know, the linebacker that we came. Similar situation. He was a Sam linebacker, and I put him at Mike. I tell you, the Mike position is probably one of the key elements to having a good defense. I mean, he gets the communication to everyone on the ball, the defensive linemen, the cornerbacks, the safeties. If you don't have that, you're not going to be successful. So Nick has been very good in learning the scheme, and we always talk to him, and the lines of communication has always been open.
Is it tough? I know you yourself, as once you got worked into the mix last year, you started to assert yourself as a leader.
Yes.
I've seen veterans come in here and that have been established for a long time, and that first year they're hesitant to really take over. How unique is it for a guy like Nick to come in and really kind of try to establish himself as one of the leaders?
Well, it's great. I mean, it goes to show that how he wants to be known as. Like I said, the Mike linebacker is just is definitely the engine of the defense. So for him to be vocal is always important. It's very vital, because we need that on as well as off the field.
What are Tarver's plans for you this year? I mean, like a third down guy? Or
That'll be up to Tarver. But for myself, my leg is 100% better. I knew towards last year, towards the end of the season, I was back to full form. I mean, a leg injury, whether it's a knee or a quad, it takes about a good year to come back. But I appreciate the Raiders organization for giving me that chance because they knew I had a lot left in the tank. It just took some time. But in the end, I showed what I could do. Talked to the coaches, said, hey, you still got it. You still come with the ball. You run hard, technique. That's just something that I thrived off for so many years. So whatever the coaches want, that's what I'll do. I'm just happy to be back and want to create something special for this Raiders organization.